This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to the Glow Show here on Joy 94.9. My name's Dee Mason and I'm joined in the studio by leading senior constable Gabby Tyack. Gabby, welcome.
Thanks. I'm already concentrating on not clicking my pen.
We've done a number of podcasts together and you're a repeat offender.
A recidivist. Yes, that's me.
Do excuse my voice, Gabby. I'm happy to be here.
I didn't notice anything.
It is a little bit husky than usual. Hey, now today, sometimes when we come in here to talk to each other for the Glow Show podcast, we have sort of hard-hitting, serious and disturbing issues to talk about, the business of policing. But today we've got a happy event to discuss.
We do.
What is it?
Well, you know it's happy when a senior sergeant comes almost skipping up to you and says, Gabby, have you heard the news? Two of my members got married. And I'm looking at him going, and?
Yes, so?
They're female members. So I thought, that's kind of exciting. Let's do a podcast.
Yeah, let's do a podcast on leso cops hooking up and then getting married.
And working in the same station.
Oh, I didn't know that bit. Well that
they
is
were,
interesting.
They were, they kind of are still, but let them tell the story.
Let's introduce them. We've got to my left, Senior Constable Carly Botifer from?
Well, Melbourne North Police, but currently at the Bicycle Patrol.
Oh, that sounds like a fun gig.
It is a bit fun, especially in this weather.
And beside her, her wife, First Constable Clarissa Park. Welcome, Clarissa.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. This isn't going to be awkward at all, just sitting in the studio talking about being married. Well, first of all, congratulations on behalf of Joy 94.9.
Thanks very much.
Now, let me ask questions because there's going to be fights if I don't address one to the other. Carly, how long have you been married for?
We got married on the 29th of January this year.
Did you pick that date specifically so that you'd remember it?
I can't remember why it was specifically that date. That's when our celebrant was available. I think that's what it came down to.
This is what we're looking at. Celebrants ruling the world based on their diaries. Clarissa, who popped the question? I've got to get all the details and stop me if I'm asking anything crazy.
I think it happened at the same time, actually. We were just having a general discussion about gay marriage and organically just evolved.
This is the sexiest story I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah.
I know that Gabby Tyack is engaged and you told the story about how you proposed.
I didn't propose. You remember this story well.
Yeah. Somebody proposed. I don't know, they're both girls. Who can figure it out?
Yeah, and my partner proposed when we were out in the paddocks because we have 5 acres.
But she'd hidden booze.
She'd hidden booze.
She'd gone the extra mile.
Yeah. And so she's come out. She's asked me, popped the question. And I'm like, of course.
Is your fiancé an officer of the Victoria Police?
No.
No, we're not here to talk about that, are we? So, Carly and Clarissa, so you've organically decided in a mutual fashion to get married. You've picked a random date being January 29.
Yep.
Yes. Going gangbusters. So, you're working at the same station at this time.
Yes.
Discuss. Is it legal? That's all I want to know.
Well, I want to know how they met and how it started. The romance. Before you got married, obviously, you had to start a relationship. You had to start a relationship. You didn't just organically get married.
No.
You were just sitting there talking about gay marriage. And then we were gay married.
Let's do it. I've been at prosecutions for a couple of years and decided to come back to uniform. So I came back about this a bit earlier than this time last year. And the first weekend of shifts that I did were my city, where we patrol the city on foot overnight in regards to public order and licensing issues. And I was rostered on with Clarissa. So we spent the entire weekend, I think, 3 shifts in a row with each other and just hit it off straight away.
So it was proximity plus availability equals I'm gay married.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. That is actually quite a cute story. I'm not actually that much of a negative. I know that in federal parliament you can't just go hooking up with your staff anymore, so until Victoria Police gets a hold of it, it's legal.
Well, I know you did a bit of investigation,
didn't you? At the time and before the show. No comment. No, so generally, I mean, it's like any business place, I guess, and relationships have to be consensual and professional and respectful and constructive, I guess. So there's nothing prohibiting it unless there were, for example, a large disparity in power relations or reporting.
So in terms of rank and, or things like
that. Or direct lines of report or anything that could be perceived as coercive.
It must happen with straight officers all of the time.
Yeah. I mean, police meet all the time on the job. I mean, you spend so much time at work. How else are you going to meet someone?
And also, I also imagine, all jokes aside, that it's very hard to be in a relationship with a police officer. Do you think, Carly, that you're being a police officer, married to a police officer, makes the job easier?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think, you know, you're on a similar wavelength, so there's open lines of communication, kind of understand where you're coming from and the types of jobs and the things you see and deal with. So it's easier in that respect to communicate and get out what you're feeling and what you've experienced.
Are you allowed to do shifts together? Like, can you two patrol together?
Yeah, we have done patrols together.
Yep.
But you're not working in the same department now?
No, I'm at Family Violence Unit at the moment, which is based out of Melbourne West Police Station. Carly's a bike patrol, which is
not enough
west,
bikes in Family Violence Unit, I think.
You think we should have a look at that?
So you're a lycra cop?
Yeah, more or less.
That's awesome. You guys get to have so much fun.
Well, family violence isn't too much fun.
No, you wasn't talking about her.
Riding the bikes.
I glossed right over that.
But Dee, so you're right in saying that police officers or emergency services workers have a better understanding of the types of jobs that they do. They understand the shift work that you do. If you're married or have a partner who's got no experience in emergency services, you'll often have issues around, well, why can't you get off for this event? Why are you working such long hours? Why are you so tired? Why are you so stressed? I mean, if you're working in the same industry, you automatically understand those things. And that's, I think that's a lot of the issues that police face when they're with a partner who doesn't work in the same industry. They're a lot of the problems that cause breakups of relationships because the other person doesn't understand why you're doing these things and why you're going through these things.
Mm.
So perfect coupling.
Yeah.
Clarissa, do you find in your role in the Family Violence Policing Unit that you're seeing an increase in reporting of same-sex attraction violence or people from our community generally?
So I've just come across the Family Violence Unit from Uniform at Melbourne North.
So you've been there for a what?
So
week?
I've only been there a week, yeah. 3 days. So I won't, I'm not a subject
matter expert.
However, working Uniform at Melbourne North, I think historically there's been an issue with underreporting in same-sex family violence, perceived trust issues. You know, if I go to the police, they're going to laugh at me or that sort of thing. So I think we've done some great work in building trust and rapport with the gay community. And because of that, we're seeing higher reporting levels. So I'm not sure that necessarily reflects a growing incidence of violence or just people feeling comfortable coming to us to report their problems.
I think our community's history with police generally, not saying specifically VicPol, but generally police have, you know, I mean, we just have to look at Riot, that film that came out about the Mardi Gras origins.
And it's horrific, you know,
well,
the things
only
that happened.
A lifetime ago. It's only, you know, one generation ago. So that's great. So how do we encourage and foster that people are encouraged to report domestic violence in same-sex relationships?
I think it's important for people to realise that we're here to listen and help and advocate solutions and options for them and that we treat their privacy very seriously. We also have, if they'd feel more comfortable talking to a GLOW officer about it, though all members have training in family violence issues and are very sensitive and receptive to talking to people about their personal issues and any crimes that have been perpetrated against them. But yeah, come and have a chat at your local station, or if you feel more comfortable, find out who your local GLOW officer is. We have numerous GLOW officers at most stations in Melbourne.
And Clarissa and Carly are both GLOWs.
Both GLOWs, I read it.
And Clarissa's been a GLOW for probably about the same amount of time as she's been in the family life.
It's been a big week.
I think it's a bit of false advertising. I thought that all the GLOWs got the fancy rainbow vest, but that's just you get.
That's the head GLOW. Yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a bone of contention because we're trying to get them in for other GLOWs to wear. It's just a long process. That's the reason why the idea came up.
It starts with a rainbow lanyard. It's a slippery slope down to a rainbow vest.
We can only wear that on approval to the lanyard. So we're going through the same process with the lanyard as we are with the vest.
Well, if there can't be regulations in the policing, where are there going to be regulations?
Exactly.
I mean, that seems like a great... Now, so does either one of you outrank the other professionally?
We had this conversation earlier.
I knew it was going to come up.
Well, I'm a first constable, And the next level up is senior constable.
I have my answer. So, Carly, to you. So, does that, and I don't understand the progression through the constables in Victoria Police, but so what rank would you say that your wife's the lowest rank in Victoria Police?
It's senior constable.
That's a little bit derogatory.
Senior constable is just a time and position advancement. So it just basically means I've been in the job for more than 4 years.
Okay, right.
Clarissa's been in for more than 2 years because she's in that rank.
And then a leading senior constable, is that time on as well?
I think that's 11 years, maybe it's 12, somewhere around that.
Yeah, we should do a podcast on how the ranking works. it's like me in the army, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has changed since I've joined. So when you join, you're a constable, and then after your 2 years, you're a first constable, and then 4 years you're a senior constable, and then 11 to 13, we're not too sure what that is, you're a leading senior constable. And every other rank above that, you have to actually apply. You have to do courses to get that rank.
It's like a job that you're applying for.
Yeah, so you're applying for a position.
Yep. Carly, did both of you watch the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras on the TV, or did you go?
We didn't go.
We were working. Yeah, I think we saw the highlights, though.
Both of you might have marched in Pride in Victoria. Have you, either of you?
No, I think I was working as well.
Next year.
Yeah.
We'll get you down for next year.
Yeah. They were busy having their chat about gay marriage.
Oh, no, it was our wedding. We were in New Zealand. Yeah. I knew I was doing something. It was something important.
That's the date.
They picked it to be on Pride Day.
It was somewhere around there.
You're lucky
because it was 28th.
It was the hottest day in history.
Oh, wow.
It was melty hot that day.
It was horrendous.
So hang on, let's back this up. So... Did you know you were gay before you got gay married?
Did we know we were gay before you got
married? Yeah, because it sounds like you just went poof and then you're married.
Didn't they go lesbian?
Were you both out gay cops at your workplaces, or is it not an issue for you before you met each other?
Carly.
Not that it matters.
I was single, but I'd previously been in a long-term same-sex relationship. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I'd been married in a heterosexual relationship.
Mm-hmm. So. And similarly, I had been married when I was 20-odd to a man. And then I was in a opposite-sex relationship.
We'll call that straight.
Clarissa.
Okay. So, Clarissa, had you dealt with being a out police officer?
Yes.
Okay. So
it wasn't something I had to deal with. It's a very positive experience.
That's cool.
Melbourne North Police Station.
Pretty much all the people we speak to on the Glow Show, which are generally glows though. If they're not gay, they're very accepting, obviously.
But when you went through the academy, was there the LGBTI student network in place yet?
Apparently it was, but I'd not heard of it. So I don't think
and
there
you
was
straight
a lot of...
married then, weren't you?
No, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I was with a previous girlfriend at that stage. But at the academy.
Really?
Social worker.
Okay.
Getting all the info.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. Sorry, dude. Okay, so was it a shock to the force or your colleagues that you were getting married, or people knew that you were together as a couple? And
yeah, well, I'd been at the station perhaps a year longer than Carly, so I had a broader friend group at the station, I guess, who all knew my personal circumstances. And so when Carly and I started dating, friends at the station knew, and it wasn't something we hid or anything, and you know, people talk and all the rest of it, and people started congratulating us, and you know what social media is like. So
I
then
do.
they saw the engagement ring photos and then the wedding photos, and were very heartfelt congratulations all round. So.
That's great.
But I have a question, because you've obviously had to plan the wedding before same-sex marriage came in here, marriage equality came in. You'd planned the wedding already. So when it came in and you'd already planned your wedding for however many months in the future in New Zealand, were you kind of bummed that you couldn't do it here because you'd already made plans? Or did it not really affect you?
Somewhat. Yeah. I think for us this time around, it was more just something to celebrate amongst ourselves, though my parents and sister ended up gate crashing. Anyway,
gay crashing,
yeah, gay crashing the wedding. But yeah, I think we were actually overseas when the vote was decided, so we were watching from overseas through dodgy Wi-Fi, and then it's like, oh, that's great. We're really obviously very happy about the vote, and then it's like, oh, well, you know, but New Zealand's a beautiful country.
Mm. But did you do the ceremony there, but you got the legal documentation done here, or did you get married in New Zealand?
So we got married in New Zealand, have the certificate of marriage from New Zealand, which will now be recognised in Victoria.
Yeah. So. And I think by that stage, a key thing was we'd spoken with this celebrant in New Zealand who was absolutely fantastic, and just, I know we just clicked with her really well, and we're just really looking forward to her doing the ceremony and to change it all. I mean, we still could have done our New Zealand holiday and gotten married here, but we just really connected with her, and it was something that we still wanted to do over there.
So. Any trouble getting leave off on the same day?
A little bit.
That'd be a bad. Yes. That'd be a bad boss, isn't
it? I think. Organising leave at the same time can be problematic sometimes. But yeah,
I guess all dating officers would find that.
Yeah.
Have you dated a cop before?
No.
Me neither. Try as I might. No.
But it would have been a bit of an issue if you'd booked your wedding and everything was planned and then the roster was changed. Sorry, only one of you can go.
That doesn't really work. So you got sick leave. You've all got a couple of days up your sleeve. That'd be all. That's a problem with social media, of course. Yeah. Can't even have a sick leave. Somebody always knows somebody's friends.
Yeah, I think we're just lucky with Melbourne North. It's just been such a great supportive station. They've really worked with us to make things happen.
Any of your workmates come to the... No, because you had a private wedding.
Yeah.
Or did you?
No,
you did.
We did.
Honestly. Truly.
I just think it's so fantastic that your boss from Melbourne North was the one that approached me to do this. I mean...
Lady boss, man boss?
Male
boss.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Very excited.
Very excited. And he was in between telling me and me speaking to you and organising this. He's constantly coming up and going, Gabby, when's it happening? When are you doing it? I want to get a photo with everyone. So the support by him and obviously the station, I think you wouldn't be the only station that would have this kind of support. It just shows how far this organisation has moved forward.
Well, I think everybody, all employees want happy, well-adjusted employees. And I think that what organisations now are saying, which is you've got to be able to bring your full and true personality and your person to work. And being allowed to be open, like I'm absolutely blown away by that story that the coming out, the being together, the getting engaged and getting married has been seamless, apart from the nasty bit about not being able to get leave together. That could have been a fly in the ointment, couldn't it? Carly and Clarissa, thanks so much for coming into Joy 94.9. Just quickly before we go, Carly, what's been your best memory of this experience?
It's just been really great. I think the way the organisation has been supportive, and actually what you said about the way our boss reacted, that excitement, that's just been the whole station. Everyone was just so excited and over the moon. You know, I changed my profile picture, I think, on social media, which I don't do a lot of social media, and just got immediately bombarded with messages of congratulations from work colleagues. It's just been amazing. So, yeah, great place to work.
And Clarissa?
That'd be a ditto.
Same.
From senior sergeant down to probationary constable, everyone's been great, and it's reassuring because I think perhaps members of the community may have certain preconceived notions about Vic Police and our attitudes, and just want everyone to know we do represent and reflect the wider community.
I think the best thing about striving for and then hoping to achieve equality in all things is that if you're an asshole, you'll be badly treated, and if you're a good person, you'll be well treated. And this is two good people deciding to fall in love and get married, and Victoria Police supporting them and all their colleagues jumping on board with that, and that's a great thing. And you know, that's all we want. Yep, if people are bad, don't give them that support. But I think this is what Victoria Police is aiming for, is just like all the people that are behaving well and doing the right thing will support. And I think that's great.
If we treat each other well in the organisation, then we're going to treat each other well out in the community.
Better cops all around. Happy cop, happy community. That's, you know what I've always said. This has been The Glow Show. My name's Dee Mason. If you want to get in touch with Gabby Glow, you can contact The Glow Show, GLLO Show, at joy.org.au.
Gabby? Don't forget to rate the podcast, because I believe there's podcast awards going on at the moment.
The podcast Logies.
Something like that. Rate us.
The Poodies. Yes. Rate us highly. You've been with Dee Mason on Joy 94.9, and this is The Glow Show podcast.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes, or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.